memories. Don't live like people know. They always remember you, whether things are good or bad. It's just the memories, the memories. Oh, I remember the time when the men were men and the women were slaves.
Tell them.
Hey, my brother, but that day has gone past. And we are in the modern times, 2014, 2015. Welcome to it. It's the OCC, and I'm your great old friend, Duncan, standing in for our late brother. Well, he's not late, but you know what I mean. Our great brother, Botswana's finest, Mr. O'Neill, a.k.a. O'Neezy. Today, it's going to be jam-packed, as usual. Great artist showcasing some of the best local music. And I've got a suspicion that today's artists have not only dominated in South Africa, but they've been across Africa. So they've got that experience and knowledge about things. Just to let you guys know, we are today hanging with Caleb Kells.
Yeah, what up? What up, everyone? How you guys doing?
I'm sure everyone is delicious out there. And also, we'll be hanging out with LaToya. Yes, LaToya. I said it, LaToya. And then we'll be hanging out with Strings.
Yes, sir.
I have a confession. When I walked into the other room and I was meeting all the artists, I walked past CK.
I mean, I had all the bling on and I was hoping to get his attention first, but hey, you know what it is when it happens.
But then you said it yourself that you get this a lot, dude. People don't know you or they don't know of you.
Yeah. And it's like, if only you knew.
Oh.
Like, I can't wait till they know, because I feel like I'm already that person and I'm just waiting for everyone to kind of realize it. So I'm sitting there with my grin and I'm scheming. And
little do they know about me.
Little do they know.
Till I blow up. That is true. You find that sometimes at a later stage in our lives, we discover something and then we just kick ourselves and say, where has this been all my life?
Yeah.
And honestly, that's the feeling I got when I played one of your songs called Can't Stop Me.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very delicious song, dude.
Thank you
very,
very
much. It's very soulful as well, and there are some samples in it.
Yeah.
Which I think can be a bit overdone.
Well, see, I did that on purpose because releasing this mixtape, I wanted to kind of get the whole gritty hip-hop street flow behind it. And that's what comes with samples, where you're just the repetition of the same thing, and you're just hitting bars on it.
Yeah.
And that's the image I was going for the mixtape. I didn't want it to be over creative, where I got this brand new sound. Like, you gotta build into it.
That is delicious. I just want to tell the listeners out there that the reason I probably walked past you, to me, you look like a painter.
A painter.
Yeah, or like a drawer, but not like a musician. Not that there's an actual look.
An artist either way. I like
an
that.
An artist either way.
In a different life, I could have been Da Vinci or something. I kind of have the whole...
I kind of get the vibe. You've got ancient Egyptian influences surrounding you. What's the deal?
King Kells. I am connecting with my inner roots because I feel like we try to look to the future too much without actually knowing where we came from.
Yeah.
And so instead of losing myself to what's hip-hop and what's rap right now, I kind of want to just develop this new culture that I have inside my mind. And that's what you kind of see with the...
Look, for me and the rest of the listeners out there, and probably an alien who just landed on Earth, who, what, where, and why is CK, Caleb?
Caleb Kells.
In a nutshell.
All right. I'm going to keep it brief. Caleb Kells, a.k.a. King Kells, is a young apartheid baby who grew up in this world where the only way to really express yourself is through the craft and the art and the music that you can produce. And I'm in this South African industry where I feel like there's a need for a brand new sound and a brand new voice for hip-hop.
You know,
and I'm just kind of the frustrated voice of youth that's kind of coming up.
Yeah, and I think there's a big fighting spirit within you, and you'll move mountains just to get where you are.
I believe that. I really do.
I second what you just said, that whatever's coming out lately is just always the same sound and stuff. So what would you say is missing other than your music in our industry?
I would say the realness of simply writing what's real. I feel like a lot of what's hot is all swag music. It's all turn-up music. It's all when you want a party. But who's really talking about anything in South African hip-hop?
Like, real situation. Ah, but where have you been? I just got that feeling. Where have you been?
I've been in the industry. I've been doing this since I was 12. And this is just like a backlash and the final result of that building up.
But I think we can't solely blame the record labels.
No, you can't.
No, blame the artist. It's more of the record labels.
It's more the requirements that come with being in the industry.
Paying homage to whatever has been done.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what can we do, my brother?
I feel like someone's just got to try to do it differently. We're all coming in with this blueprint of how to break into the industry.
Yeah.
And we're all doing the same things and taking the same steps. And we're going to end up with the same results unless someone kind of just flips the game over and tries something different.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And from hearing this one song we're going to play right now from CK, it's called Can't Stop Me.
Mm-hmm.
It is mind-blowing. It's a soft song.
Yeah.
And it's got a lot of meaning into it.
Yeah.
So we're still hanging out with CK. Later on, we'll be with LaToya and then Mr. Strings. So thanks for tuning in and stay locked.
Yes, sir.
S'il vous plaît, ladies and gentlemen, we have got an announcement to make. Tell her that she's precious even though she lives in Idaho. Hate to have to leave you here, guess I gotta go. Hope you wait through in it just a little cause I'm coming home. Sister, brother, think I fell in love again. This time it ain't different, feels like Gia but it's not the same. Miss you with my inner self, hate that I can't text you cause my internet is slow, so I can't come back to get you yet. Joburg, call it home, in this nest I gotta grow. Break out of my shell before I'm 22 so I can go. Lauren, foreign, even though I never beg, I just have to beg your pardon from 1,000 miles away. Dipping from college, honest, gross income far from honest. Here I am paying homage to all of my X's and O's, making my payments in flows, smoking my summer in rows, dreaming my eyes never closed. See where I'm headed, baited. I do think I overstand, I do think I'm underrated. I do think maybe I had a chance to love Candy Perkins and Andy and Brady and maybe Stacy, but Brady, oh me, oh my, my God, I think she was so fly. I'd rather die than have to try to do it over. Living a roller coaster, I'm either really high cause I just got a new chauffeur, walking around in my loafers, rapping like it's the culture. I said I'd make it, now watch me cause nobody can stop me. Nobody can stop me. Nobody can stop me. Nobody can stop me. Why me? Got me. Why me? Stop me. Nobody can stop me. Stop me. Nobody can stop me. Stop me. Nobody can stop me. Nobody can stop me.
Nobody can stop me. That song is like a dynamite. It's short, but it hits you hard, dude. That is a delicious. Oh, delicious is the word of the day.
It is. Yeah. I figured. I was just about to say, okay, I didn't. Okay, it's delicious. I'll take that.
Yeah, dude, just listening to that song, I just want to second what you just said, that the music has lost its integrity.
Yes.
But in that song, there was a lot of effort put into it.
Uh-huh.
You could actually hear the words. It's a very meaningful song.
Mm-hmm.
Something that you even said it yourself, that... it's kind of missing in our industry.
Yeah.
Everything is just so pop culture orientated.
Uh-huh.
It's all about making buck.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I don't have anything against making music to make money, but I just feel like we need that other voice. We need that other angle that's, let's just rap about what's real.
Really?
Yeah. If you want to make money off your rap, make it commercial. Like, that's what we do. But I feel like that's just what we lack in the hip-hop industry. Locally, we need that other angle that's more, let's just rap for the sake of rap, like ill bars, and you know,
yeah,
let's get that on the same platform.
You know what, we got a rapper in the studio.
Uh-huh.
Strings.
What up?
Hey brother, how's it?
A fresh man.
Cool. You just heard the gentleman crying. He's crying. Same. Where's the good music going to, my brother? Like, there's no integrity. It's all about buck.
It's all about turning up. Yeah, man. This is
me trying to put you on the spot now. I'm going to play a beat. You know what I mean? And show this guy some integrity. Let him hear it, dude. If you don't mind, of course. Dude. Do you mind?
Okay.
You don't, dude. Let's do this. Give him some soul. Cause
yo.
He's crying. Uh-huh. There's no soul anymore.
Strings, baller. Let's go. Okay. 1, 2. Yo. I tell niggas I'm coming to get gold. Forget though, when it comes to money, I need my ghetto. Niggas can't do none, get just one of them scarecrows. No need for me to stress, can use one of my spare flows. To the rap game, Ugari, I was born in Nazareth. Should be King Charles, Maragibu, Queen Elizabeth. Niggas don't wanna move, they should give us the right place. Your time is over, niggas, just give us enough space. We got pace, just cover your mouth with duct tape. We got steak, and you lazy punks get no plate. My moves are calculated.
Bars.
You wanna jump in, CK?
My moves are calculated. Niggas are losing their touch like their hands have been amputated. I'm agitated. Nigga, like you're constipated. Don't release shit or else I will confiscate it. You niggas like to undermine. Your girl was under your blanket and Dwana, now she's undermined. My crew was ready. Dwana with the coolest rally. Dude nervous so much, vomit mom spaghetti. Put him in the boot, dump him in the Serengeti. His girl is Betty. Now she wanna be my Medi. Jeans are baggy. Cousin Dwana pockets heavy. Your girl is fed up and Dwana just go ask Scott Kelly. Hey. Paying the bills, got a last name, the Gates. You can call me the calendar, cause I got so many dates.
Hey.
How delicious was that, dude? I just wanna.
Bars.
You know what I wanna say? I wanna say that after hearing all that, let's just come to the realization that maybe it's not about making bucks.
Yeah.
That's why we have to. It's more about the wordplay, you know? Yeah. If it sounds good, I'll say it.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think there's gotta be a line, though. Where you're saying ill bars. And
hey, wait. In studio, we also have LaToya.
Yeah.
LaToya is well traveled.
What up?
Yeah. You know, she was born an artist.
Uh-huh.
Song stress. She's a triple. She does everything.
Uh-huh.
She's done most things at the age of 12 that people at the age of 50 haven't even done yet.
Yes, sir.
Am I right or am I right?
You are very right.
And you couldn't help but praise the gentleman's lyrics.
That was dope.
It was dope.
That was nice.
I kind of get the feeling that you guys would like some more. You know?
Yeah.
I think let's just approach this differently because this is the show with the difference. So I'm thinking that I could probably just play a beat right now. And then instead of the ordinary Q&A, questions and answers, you guys could just introduce yourselves lyrically, musically. If that's okay with you artists.
That's what we do. That's cool. That's what we're here for.
I don't know. So we've got the melody, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Let's take her out of her comfort zone. Do you rap, LaToya?
No.
Well, now you do.
No, you're not going to make me rap.
No, of course not. But let's just introduce ourselves one by one. A verse here, a verse there. Let's tell the listeners who we are, what we are about.
All right. I'm going to go first, but I want to go a cappella. I don't want to go on anyone else's.
Ah, spoiling my fun, dude.
I'm going to give you some hot right now.
Okay.
Cheer. I go by the name of Caleb Cowles, King Cowles. I'm about to hit you with some bars. Cheer. 16 bars. I'm a beast locked in a big small case, solitary 16 bars, no parlay, hit him with a big 16 for the entree, okay. Hey, my name is Kels and I rap like I'm mad, but I swear it's the cracks in my head. Rap like a crackhead on the bad end of a black friend's dad's backhand to the face. Damn. I ain't trying fake, but I'm out of my mind like I'm out into space where there's rainbows and Kanye's and Nicky's and Drake's and the Grammys and all of the wisdom it takes. And I'm moving, I'm losing my space. Busting these rhymes like I'm losing my breath. And my mind is in Mars like I'm losing my space. And I'm, I go in, I don't lease where I stay. Cause mama say take it away. Mother said take it away, so I'm paving away. I ain't got time like a dead clock, so I stay up, work hard till it's daytime, and I kill Oz when I rap, so it's dead time. Wait, let me get back to my 16 bars before I take it too far, maybe take it through Mars. King Kells, I beat it. Cause they say my clock's ticking like my time's up. I got a tight fist full of punchlines. And my eulogy after I'm gone, won't you say a prayer and watch as I live on through my rhymes. So unpredictable. Like the weather, I'm partly cloudy. Hot in the summer like summer in the OC. Remember the OC? YOLO. Not me. Popping tags like a 20's all I got in my pocket. I'm not cheap, I spend less. Yes, next in line to be the greatest. Ever like I never settle for best, I care less. Illest like my temperature is hot. So hot I could burn a couple blunts. So high but I never smoke unless I'm smoking the competition out. My way. Call me crazy. I got a big mouth.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Stop me
this
right
is not
there.
Your show, dude. What should you trying to take over?
I'm not trying to burn the house down. Stop
but,
me right
there. But obviously, my immediate impression is, I'm sure you feel the same way, Strings.
Nah.
Where has this flow been?
Where has it been?
That is some fresh stuff.
At some point.
A new dynamic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
means a lot more than you think.
Yeah, it's
my brother, it's coming from
the
my heart.
The talent we have here.
Are we having a moment right
Where's
now?
Where's homie from? Where are you from?
Well, I think we should have a moment. Okay, we need to appreciate
right now. Where are you from?
The craft.
I'm from Joburg, Randburg, Ferndale. That's my hood.
Where's the accent from?
The accent is from watching too much TV, I tell you.
I think if, like, everyone in this room has an accent, you know, trying to put on our radio voices and stuff. But my brother, I'm a very particular guy, you know.
Yeah.
But I have to say, man, I'd bump your shit, man. You know what I mean?
I would too.
Bump it.
I'd bump it. Now, a lady that needs no introduction.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe she doesn't, if you've been living under a rock. Mm. There's just so much I could say. I mean, have a list. She performed with her dad. Sorry, you may be hearing this over and over, but just to give the listeners out there, you know, well, she's performed with her dad at the Africa for AIDS. I don't know what you guys think about that title. Africa for AIDS. What about money for Africa? You know what I mean? Dude, I was very disturbed by that. But anyway. Oh. Then she believes, this is her belief, that she came on this earth to heal through entertainment. I've never heard that sentence ever before, but that is so real. And you can see she's an entertainer, dude.
Yeah.
How entertained are you? I'm very pissed, though, that it's not just her and I in the studio at the moment for like 5 minutes. You know? But anyway.
You see it in his face. He's like,
No, you're wrong, dude. You're wrong. And then, funny enough, she's also a pianist. She's just a musical. She's an artist.
No, I know that to her from way back, man. You know?
Way back when?
When
the men were men?
We're watching TV, dog. King, what that song? Bampirin whenever I chose. Something like that song. We grew up watching them, you know what I mean?
Sorry, brother. You don't know what that is.
I don't. It's all flying over my head. I'm just trying to catch the
But if I just have to tell you quickly about LaToya.
Tell me.
She's a genius, you know?
Okay.
She's a... I almost said goddess.
She looks like it.
Can I say goddess? But she's amazing. I don't want to be perving over her right now.
Wow.
But all I'm just trying to say is that we are very privileged to be in her presence. LaToya.
Hello.
What can you tell us and the listeners that we don't already know about you?
I think a lot of people have forgotten that LaToya is actually, first and foremost, a musician.
Mm. Oh, okay.
I am an actress, yes. I get amazing roles in films and short films and in soapies. Currently, I'm acting on Generations, the new Generations, the Legacy. But what people really, really are missing out on is LaToya, the singer, the musician, the songwriter, the producer, and that's really also one of my 2015 focuses.
You know what? I'm very glad that you're here, you know.
Really?
Can I just tell everyone, I think you might be the only artist, actress in SA that's been on all the SABCs, including E.
Well, not
Legend right there.
You know what I mean? And I have to say, I was listening to some of your music, that one song that you did with DJ Kunis.
Yeah.
It is a very beautiful song. It's called I Get Weak. You know, it's a great song. I love it. You know, but me, I'm more of a mellow guy. You know, I love my stuff to be like this. You know.
Here we go. Hi. Mm.
This is what
you're on that lounge tip.
Call me an old soul.
Jazz head.
He's on that lounge tip.
But this is something, well, according to me, it's missing, you know. No one's putting this out there.
That's because people want to make money.
It's commercial. Shh.
Let's listen to this.
Who's this?
This is Gretchen Palati, dude. This girl will give you an erection just from listening to an album. But anyway, for me...
It's Friday. You have a lot of sex in your mind.
It's Friday.
No, I don't. Well, I think every... Well, listen, what I'm trying
it's
to get at...
It's the freaking weekend! And yours has just begun.
Need to get laid.
No, dude, I'm going through issues, dude. We'll write a song about my whole story. We'll write... Because some of you all songwriters here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you guys my situation, and you guys will just make a song on the spot that I'll play every time when I'm feeling down.
Perfect.
Sure. But back to the song. This kind of sound is something that's missing.
It's beautiful.
It is lovely. And I can actually imagine you doing something like this.
Really?
But she said it herself. She wouldn't be a musician or an artist if she wasn't making money.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
No. Regardless whether or not I'm making money, I am always a musician. Being a musician is deep in my blood.
Yeah.
Whether I'm recording, whether I'm not recording, whether I'm in studio or not, I walk around and I hear melodies in my head. I walk around and I sing those melodies that I hear in my head. So being a musician is who I am.
Preacher.
I'm not denying that at all. You come from a family of musicians,
right,
you know.
Right.
It's something you can't fight it. Even if you tried to fight it.
My father tried to fight it, but he couldn't. The music bug bit me, and I've never been able to shake it off.
Mm. No. I've got a question that I wrote down. Let me just read it to you. Do you feel free to create your own music? Like you're leaving your own mark in the industry instead of paying homage. You know, are you leaving your own unique identity, or is it...
Absolutely.
Or this applies to everyone in here. Mm-hmm. Or are we following trends just to keep the social standard of what we know as music? Or are we introducing new things?
Look, I think it's very healthy to appreciate the trends. Mm. Because if you want to introduce yourself into the market, you need to be able to do better than what is trending. So to do better and to be better than what is trending, you've got to understand the market and you've got to know what's going on and appreciate it and learn about it.
I get the impression that CK's mentality is if it's trending, it's not hot.
Nah. See, I agree with her where you have to take note of the trend. You have to know how to incorporate whatever you're doing with the trend. So you're kind of feeding into it to gain the market.
Right.
But when they dig inside of you, it can't be the same old, you know, you're just...
It can't. It's got to be different.
But you got to take note of the trends.
And you've got to step things up when you...
Let's move to my brother, Strings.
Right.
Who's stepping up, listening to some of your music, brother.
Yeah, man.
And I must say, it's very vibey. Party vibe, you know, let's get drunk.
Let's turn up.
You know what I mean? But back to the point my gentleman said here, is that once the people know what you're about, well, if you're into the trend, they dig deeper and want to find out
exactly what you're about,
where your soul lies.
That's what the album is for, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
On TV, we can turn up, we can do everything else. When they buy the album, that's when they're going to get to see what Strings is about.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Strings is someone that's been in the industry, yo.
Yeah.
You know, it's very hard sometimes breaking in.
Mm-hmm.
But he's in.
Yeah, man.
Do you remember the first moment where you realized and said, you know what, I'm in?
Thing is, I could have been in long ago, as in killing.
That's what I said when I saw LaToya.
But then, you know, man, record labels and contracts. I just decided to wait till the contract is over.
There's a rumor going out there that record labels try to control our artists.
Exactly.
They don't give them the freedom to perform and be who they want to be. You look like you want to say something.
Look, if you're going to sign to a team and you're going to entrust that team with you and them branding and managing and marketing you, then you're going to kind of have to listen to what it is that they have to say because they know what sells. But if you're that person who doesn't want that kind of control, then be brave enough to release independently.
Which is what I'm doing now.
I feel like the artist signs the contract. You don't sign a contract that you don't know what it's about. So the artists that are complaining about record labels, you know what you signed up for. It's just that you didn't think of it long term enough.
Dude,
to see
that. Are you signed anyway?
I'm not. I'm.
Is it for that particular reason why you're not signed? Because record labels see you guys as clients,
no,
other than artists.
Definitely not. I could see me starting a record label one day. Mm. It's just that me personally.
I'll stop you right there.
Yeah.
The gentleman Strings started a record label.
Yeah.
Is it still going on?
Which is funny by myself. Everything, like my music video right now, is paid for by myself.
What do you need at this moment, Strings? Just to put your number one,
I don't
so
need
you can
anything.
Make it on the summer's nominations. What do you
need to drop an album.
You need to drop an album, dude.
We're pushing the video right now. And
what's the video called?
Top 7 featuring Ginger Trill, Ginger Fred Man.
We all know Top 7.
Jola Loba Diwaba Top 7.
Jola! Hey, dude. But anyway.
Yeah, man.
It's all delicious stuff. But I just want to go back to LaToya's song because, damn, we usually have a pianist in here, you know?
Right.
And normally we would play this song. It's your song with Cunis. And then from that song, he would just get the chords.
Oh, wonderful.
And we would just undress the song. It's just you and the chords.
Oh, wow. Where is your pianist today?
You know.
That would have been so nice.
These people make me appreciate life, you know, and come to the realization.
Right.
I should have learned piano a long time ago in my life. But anyway.
Anyway, let's just enjoy what you have right now.
We could. Then,
I think we
after
should.
The song, we could just undress it a bit.
All
and
right.
Just the slower version. Because we're all old souls in here, you know. Like, we want to hear.
We are. All right.
Check it out. This is LaToya and a DJ Cunis. The song is called I Get Weak.
If you feel good about
Well, I like considering myself as like a musical person. You know, I know what sounds good and I know what doesn't. I'll tell you, this does sound good, but I've got a much stronger feeling that it could sound way better. You know, like maybe I'm an old soul. Hey, don't judge me, you know, but
all souls rule, huh?
All souls rule, man. So this is what's going to happen now. We've heard the song, but now we just want to experiment and just undress, take away all the beats and stuff. I wish we had chords to sing along with her, but it's cool. We'll work with what we have.
Let's see if we can create magic even without chords.
Yeah. I'm going to try not to get an erection from your singing because I think you're amazing and stuff. Like, let's take... No, let's not. So... Sorry, I was just trying to break the ice there. So, LaToya, whenever you are ready, man, let's just undress ourselves.
No, right. No,
let's undress the music. Song. Yeah.
I'm complete, and it's 'cause of you. And I don't need nothing else but you. I get so flushed when I see you. My body moves, I can't stop myself. I get flushed when I see you. My body moves, I can't stop myself. I get weak. This feeling I feel for you. Don't let me leave. It's a beautiful feeling, free. I don't wanna let you go. No, no, no. No, no, no. I don't wanna let you go. Oh, baby. Oh, baby, baby. I don't wanna let you go.
You know, as I clear my throat and adjust my pants. No, I'm joking. Well, when I walked in today, and this is the question I've been asking myself, you know, why do musicians make music? Why music, you know? And just from listening to that piece you just drove, and now I know, you know, it's like that song, those words, I related so badly. I don't want to let her go, you know. But she's the one that's letting go. What must I do?
What must two can happen?
You know, LaToya, when you were singing that, I was just imagining you in a smoky and dark room, just you in a blue dress, in a microphone.
Or no dress, according to you. Dress it up or down, whichever way.
I'm just trying to draw a picture of what I think is absolute perfection.
Focus.
You know,
focus, Toya.
LaToya. That was amazing, you know. I wish we could have more a cappella singers like that, you know. So much strength in the vocals. I don't want to go on and on like I'm some kind of a groupie. But if she deserves it, she deserves it. She's
does,
amazing.
Man.
A round of applause, ladies and gentlemen, in the crowd.
Thank you.
I know I'm not the only one, but that was mind-blowing, you know, LaToya.
Oh, for sure.
Thank you.
Where does it all come from? Like, you know, obviously I'd say typically Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, growing up listening to them and
Brenda
stuff.
Fassi.
But I'm sure there's an artist that you discovered all on your own and said, this is my sound.
Do you know what? No, I never discovered an artist and thought that this is my sound. But it's the artists who I love to refer to as my vocal coaches.
Like?
Whitney Houston, Brenda Fassi. I listened to those two women and really took in what their vocal capabilities and their abilities, and I just literally grew from strength to strength singing to their songs, singing to their music. And also, I guess I was very blessed to be growing up around the likes of Bo Brenda Fassi.
Yeah.
You know, so it was all so close to me.
But the two singers, Brenda Fassie and Whitney Houston, would you say that there's something they may have in common? Like, but because I think they
a gift
completely. Oh well, of
a
course,
a gift.
But I would say that Brenda Fassie is much has a much heavier voice than Whitney Houston is a much lighter singer. So if you grew up being influenced by both of them,
yeah.
It means your range is very
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That is delicious stuff, guys. You know, delicious, delicious. And moist is the other words of the day. You know what I mean? So I think what we could do right now, because we're going to play out with Top 7.
For sure.
And it's by Strings. I have to say, man,
you're
very chilled and laid back. You make me feel so bad. Like, I'm undressed, dude, you know. I want to be as cool as you. But I could never walk out my house rocking chains and stuff. Give me the confidence, dude. Should I not care what people are going to think?
Then she won't walk away, boy. She won't walk away if you do that, eh?
Okay, dude, we're gonna have to write a song at the moment. Here's the scenario. How does it come about to write a song? Must you have like some kind of a scenario or an event that's happening?
Or just an idea.
For me, it's always different. Yeah.
Oh, here's an idea.
Mm.
Unplanned pregnancy, but wanted. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes.
So I think that's what's going on in my head at the moment. So we could rock a beat. Lotoya could give us a hook. Are you okay?
Mm.
Could give us a hook, some melodies. And you know, for all the young dads out there, you know, with unplanned pregnancies, but it was subconsciously wanted, you know, let's just give them some motivation. Like, hey, brother, you're not alone. It's been done before.
All right. Is one of you going to give us a beat with a bit of a melody? Like,
no, we got,
are you going to play a beat?
Is this cool?
Okay.
It's what we have.
You've been wanting to play this track. You've been wanting to hear us freestyle over this track, ne?
It's gonna be delicious. Let's do it.
Okay, bring it up. Bring up the music.
Yeah.
Said you knew the day you slept with her. What could possibly happen? No one said to you.
Whoa.
Don't wrap it up.
Let's go.
You wanted to get in there, feel it all. Moist, moving around and around. Now you got a baby on the way.
On the way.
Woo. Now you got a nigga on the way.
On the way.
Now you got expenses on the way. Nigga, is you ready? Is you ready for this life?
On the way.
Are
you ready for this life?
Right.
Are you ready for this life?
Let's go.
Are you ready for this life? I didn't know. I promise I didn't know, I didn't know. Until I heard you at my door.
What?
I promise I didn't even know, didn't know. Cause I wrapped it up. Like it was Christmas time, I swear I wrapped it up. I even put a ribbon on it. You were making that with my ribbon on it. Hey, I didn't know.
Right.
I didn't know.
You knew.
Okay, I knew.
You knew.
Okay, I knew, but I'ma keep it.
I knew.
Yo, let me tell you something. Just the one thing. Mong bonus by lake, I see by day. They better know, hold it. I'm taking over the game. My mina nyana ana, oh, gotta act the hockey fame. You and your girlfriend, Dwana, it's over. When your girl see strings in the Range Rover. Baby girl is white. Well, I'm getting a sing out to him, Shoza.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know. Till I heard you at my door. I promise I'ma keep it though.
Yeah, dude, hey, I'm keeping that shit.
Right.
Oh, not me, my friend is. You know, it's not about me at all, dude. That was delicious. We just got a message from Alexis Green. Such a sultry voice. Love it. That's just for Latoya's performance.
Thank you.
That is great stuff. So now there's a song here on my system. It's called Sugar Mama Money, Daddy.
Sugar Mama Money. Boy.
Sugar Mama Money.
That's what I built Ballin Entertainment with, eh? To be honest.
Tell us on how you grew up on Sugar Mama Money.
Yeah. Actually, Mvana, honestly, when you see me, you see the hood, Mvana. I'm from Soweto, Mvana, you know? I didn't grow up in Ramberg, like homie right here.
Ramberg.
We can't say
I'm
that
from
we're from Soweto, because Soweto is so big, but where exactly?
Protea North, boy. DK, and then we moved to Protea North, you know.
Kaslam, DK, you know
for
what
sure,
I mean?
DK, then we moved. But obviously, Mufftown, you know, parents, Mufftown, but then
I read in your bio that, sure, but now sure, Muff Town sure. seems to be blowing up. Well, yeah. What? I almost said Skander Rap.
Actually, but, man, I'm caught up between the two, hey, because I've got both influences. Like, when I go home, my cousins, Batswana and stuff, go guys, actually, my chance, Kital, you know? So, yeah, man, with me, man, I'm from the hood, so Sugar Mama Money actually helped us.
You know what? Let's just take Sugar Mama Money, because I'd love some Sugar Mama Money. But it's too late, my brother. You know, I'm the guy who's paying stuff now. But anyway, this is Sugar Mama Money, and it's from Strings. Your latest offering, or is it an old track?
Nah, it's just a track I'm going to shoot a video for soon, you know what I mean?
Can everybody in this room be in the video? Please.
For sure. Let's talk. Can you be my sugar mama, please?
Shit, nigga. What you trying to say? I'm old enough to be your sugar mama.
I don't know what's going
get
on with this guy.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we're not even going to play a song anymore. No. You need to apologize, dude. We are all offended in this room.
Sugar mama doesn't necessarily mean age, guys. Come on.
What does
sugar... You can show me some sugar. Give me some sugar. That's it. Give me some sukiri.
We're gonna play your song while we reprimand you off air. You can't go around calling Latoya a sugar mama. Please. You need to say sorry, please.
Nah, man. Latoya, give me some sugar. Please, come on, some sugar.
Yeah, let's check out your song.
Give me some sugar, honey.
Anyway.
You said streets won't make it. Why are you wrong? Sugar mama money. Chill at the villains when I get account holders. Boss cutters from the villains when I got the owner. When they had money, my mom, my nigga sona. Get a bun, yo hell I'm on. So many girls, he be lent when I keep you all as a shona. And a valley, when I'm home alone, I keep a banana, but son, I listen, nay. Sugar mama leaves, keep banana, lady, nay. Got a yay, yay. Oh, got it, ay, yeah, but I'm one, yeah, now, level KK, it's okay, J. K, you don't wanna tap, sugar mama, valley, it's payday. Nail, take a low, numero uno, who make us villains, I'm sucker low, sham, hopolo, when I am lux, I'm turn the low. Monthly sugar mama pay for my lease, play metro. Not a fam, cause she police, I'm a player. But I make it weak on her knees, and a lot of girls can't wait for day I release. She calls me Ben 10. Our sex life villain, Dwana is so massive. No holding hands at all. If you on a 10 page, baby, no cursive. Young boys see her, they jerking. Gamma track is a ringtone. When a hubby calls, no answer. When I feel like I let a hula when you're not just twerking. Living life on a so much ease. Sugar mama, very sharp, I got strip tease. Used to live in a cottage. Know when I feel like I got so much cheese. Streets all naked, Dwana. You want sugar mama money, you think that you don't want. Now you see that my money gone. She said, all you gotta do is leave it. I got my sugar mama money. Jolly boozum canoes of jelly tori jang and metro my tolly colly salas holy malik se colly back. Tell the niggas you know, bazo twalang a flow, clap, dalang in jelang a left on a back. When the galani know, some niggas don't get it, but don't you forget it. I'm not like many, so don't you forget it. So many women are so dedicated and leading with me like you're not educated. Me and your hobby is just not related, so open your legs like you just been sedated. Bella was thugging and you're summer young and your mama, you can call it emancipated. Why not we killing these niggas? I'm feeling the pressure. We dealing with cougars from Philly. You want a ceiling with deals, I'll be stealing on top of the roof.
What did I tell you? I mean, this guy, he's the party guy. If you want a party, if you want a party, you want to bump Strings' music.
For sure.
It's called Sugar Mama Money.
Hey, okay.
Dude, I could be the sugar dad in the video, bro. What's it going to take?
Nah, man, bring your Bentley. You know, we're going to be balling, son. You know what I mean?
Well, could always hire Bentley, you know. I'm not making that much money. I'm not working for you.
The video's going to be sick, son. You know what I mean? Plus, I'm working on something with MEG as well. Since we both worked with AB Crazy on Mzansi Girls and El Tito, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we've been talking to Emmy, thinking of dropping something together, you know, since they did Rands and Nairas and I did Mzansi Girls with AB.
Is it Rings and the Nairas or Rands and the Nairas, dude?
Rands and the Nairas.
Oh, yeah. I keep saying rings and the Nairas. Rings and
Randa. Naira ke chelete.
South African currency and then Nairas.
No, of course. I did biology, guys. It's got nothing to do with biology, but anyway.
So I've been cooking that up, you know what I mean? So I'll decide which video follows top 7.
Top 7?
Yeah, top 7.
For all those who don't know, top 7 is a game that we used to play back in the hood.
For sure.
Very sexy game. I don't know what was the point of that. You used to play it a lot. Top 7. Top. Oh, sorry.
How it's even?
Come on. Let's just educate the brother, you know.
Educate me. I'm kind of... I got no clue what top 7 is. What is that?
Well, you know, I don't know what you guys played growing up, mm-hmm. you know.
We just climbed trees and jumped around pretty much.
Yeah, there was a local game called Top.
Top 7.
Who are you dating? I don't know what the... I'll stop my kid from playing that. I will stop my kids from playing that
Why?
Game. Because all those games growing up, they kind of mess with you when you start thinking.
For sure.
I think kids these days don't play enough.
You know what
they
I mean?
They need to go out, they need to learn all these rhymes and chants and God and be active. Kids aren't active anymore.
So tell me about this top 7. What are the rules? How does it work?
Forget about top 7. Junior is in the house, guys.
What's up,
so we're about to make some great stuff. Junior, what's up, dude?
What's up, guys?
All right. Sorry, why don't you introduce yourself musically to all these musicians in here, please?
Okay. Hi, I'm... Okay.
Music.
So do you want me to play?
Play, my brother. And his name is Junior. I don't know why they don't call him Senior. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, Junior, dude, I want to prove to these guys just how good you are. I'm going to play a song for you for like 4 seconds.
Okay.
You get the chords and they perform it. Is that cool?
That's cool.
Check this
out,
dude.
Okay.
You know, wait.
Shame. Just maybe you should fast forward a little bit so I can hear the melody.
Yeah, you know, I don't know why. Radio edits. Why don't you guys do radio edits? You know what I mean? But anyway, check this out. Impressive.
Thank you.
You got the chord, son?
Naked on the dance floor. Now we're in your room. Forbidden love. No, we can't let go. We don't wanna let this go. No, we can't let go. We don't wanna let this go.
Improvise.
All right, let's go back to the verse.
boy, I'm lost in this happiness, drowning in you. Oh, we both know that this is wrong, but we can't let go.
Slow it down a little bit. All right, give me the groove.
Boom, 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 boom. All right. Oh, boy,
slow it down a little more.
I'm lost in this, caught up in this, drowning in you.
Feel the song. Feel it.
You're working with a pro here, Junior. She's been all over the country and the world, dude. Come on.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Mm. Ooh, baby.
This is how you make me feel.
Oh, boy, I'm lost in this, caught up in this, drowning in you. Oh, we both know that this is wrong, but we can't let go. No, you got your girl, I got my man, but here we do the naughty on the floor. Against the wall, up in my room.
That is delicious.
You gotta come to studio, dog.
Thanks.
Yeah,
thank you so nice. Much.
Look, thank you so just much. Quick comments coming in from our listeners out there. Great vibes and the talent in the studio today. Amaze balls. Just another one coming out from Kolani saying, yo, guys, ask these guys. Yo, Duncan, ask these guys where we can listen to their music. Obviously, Kolani.
Okay.
YouTube their stuff. Go buy music, Kolani. You know, you can't just stream, brother. How do you expect them to bring out more music?
Listen, I haven't released anything yet, except for that I Get Weak song that's on DJ Kunis's On Cue album that you can still find, I guess. But I haven't released anything yet. This is Toya, who is writing and creating the music and who's in studio being creative all the time. And when I drop my music, I want to give my fans something that they can hold on to, something that they can appreciate, something that they that's going to make them say, oh my goodness, it was worth the wait. For because sure. I've made my fans wait for a really long time.
Yeah, definitely.
But the music is coming. I'm collaborating with producers. I've got a great team that I'm working with, Made to Fly Productions, and they've literally been setting up amazing meetings with great producers, and we've been getting amazing sounds that we've started creating beautiful songs and melodies to. So that's me. And don't expect a full album from Toya just yet. I just want to give you singles, and I want to collaborate, and I just want to give you me, the best of Toya.
That was brilliant. You know, we are so blessed in South Africa to have such talent, as well as my brother here, CK. You're also amazing, dude.
Thanks,
so
man.
We got like 2 minutes left of the show. We're going to have to make it epic, dude. I think let's just do what we do best. You know, Junior, what did you show them?
Follow us on Twitter, man.
Follow you on Twitter. What's your handle, brother?
Yeah.
At BallerNairSA. BallerNaire.
Follow that guy.
He'll _ SA.
Definitely. And you, my brother?
Caleb Kahl, CalebKahlZ. Caleb Kahl's Twitter.
Look, we obviously going to invite everyone in the studio again because you guys are absolute professionals.
For Thank sure. you.
And I.
I said everyone.
Am the real Latoya on Twitter. Maro Ohao and a Shampoonaiser. Mara Shampoonaiser Ohao.
You can follow her. Let's just repeat. It's important that you get this handle. What is your handle?
At the real Latoya. And the spelling of Latoya. Listen, no, people are going to get lost looking for Latoya. No, it's Letoya. At the real Latoya on Twitter. Latoya McKenna on Instagram.
She's like a twin on.
Ad lib right now.
You know what, guys? Sadly, we are out of time, but I actually enjoyed every second of being in the presence of true musicians.
For sure.
You know, there was no hassles, there was no fuss for you guys just to freestyle for us and sing. I do, however, promise you guys that your music will be on high rotation. If ever you drop some new music, just email us, music@cliffcentral. We will gladly.
Awesome.
Gladly.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for everyone that's listening. Messages from Kolani, Kimberly, and Alexis Green. It is amazing.
Thank you. You guys
are more than welcome to join us again next week. We hope O'Neill will be back. Hope I did a good job.
Anyway, good job,
enjoy your weekend, everyone.
Sweet, thank man. You. Have an awesome right. weekend, everybody.
Sweet.
O'Neill with the hottest exclusive. O'Neill worldwide.